What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. This is your host, Micah Folsom, and we've got a solo episode today, and I'm going to be digging into something that so many people experience in business, in life, especially this time of the year, and that is burnout. I want to talk about things that can help you avoid this altogether. In over 10 years of business, I can honestly say that I have never actually gone through a season of really feeling burnt out. And I can attribute this to a few different things. And one of those is just being really in tune with my energy, with where I feel aligned, with what I want to be focused on, and giving myself the space and the freedom to change things, to switch things up, to reallocate energy and time and all of those things, instead of feeling like you have to do certain things in a certain way all of the time in order to, quote unquote, be successful or reach your goal or whatever. And a lot of people are very committed to a process, even when it doesn't feel good, or even when it doesn't work with life, or even when whatever, you think you have to do it a certain way. And if it's not creating the result or the feeling that you actually want to show up for, you've got to change things. You've got to be able to shift. And so I want to just have an honest conversation about burnout today, about the things that you can really, really, really hone in on in order to stay away from burnout. And this is going to be applicable in business, but also in motherhood, also in life, also in really anything that you're doing, because you can experience this in many different areas of your life, not just in business. Okay. So I'm going to be talking businessy kind of terms and give some scenarios and ideas, but you really can hear this from the lens of whatever you are experiencing currently. Okay. So the first thing that I want you to be aware of when you start to feel like, gosh, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling burnt out, I'm feeling like I don't want to show up and put in the work today. One of the things that I get really dialed in on is my creation versus consumption ratio. When I am like, obviously many of us listening are building businesses online. Many of you listening are using social media in some capacity. Maybe you're not building a business. Maybe you're just on social media to whatever. When I get those feelings of like, just kind of those anxious feelings of, am I not doing enough? Or do I need to be doing this? Or do I need to be doing that? Or maybe I'm not feeling creative, because it always comes back to how much I'm consuming versus how much I'm creating. And that is a huge thing that we have to be aware of. Are we watching things? Are we reading things? Are we looking for inspiration? Are we looking like externally at what's going on social media? Or are we in the zone of, what do I want to be sharing? What do I want to be putting out there? How do I want to serve? How do I want to show up in my little piece of the internet and be uplifting today, or be encouraging today, or be of service today? When you're creating, when you're in creation mode and you're putting out content, it feels entirely different energetically than when you're just consuming it. So that alone is just self-checking yourself. How much am I consuming versus how much am I creating will help you kind of navigate those feelings of like overwhelm, burnout, I'm not feeling creative, I'm not feeling whatever. Energetically, that is huge, okay? The second thing that I want you to be super hyper aware of is that pace matters. It's like we're in the season, we're coming into the holidays, right? We're in the season where the majority of people, they want to be slowing down. They want to be more present. They want to be experiencing fun moments and things with your family. That's a big kind of trend, right? Through the holidays. And then naturally, most people do the exact same thing in their business. They're like, okay, well, I want to slow down in life. So I also need to slow down in business. I also need to lower the goals this month. I also need to not show up and whatever. I need to unplug. I need to whatever. And while, yes, I am a huge proponent in like getting really clear on how you want to feel through the holidays, I want you to also know that it's not either or. It's not either I hit my goals in business or I get to experience a good holiday season. You can do both. And that's going to depend on how you do the things, how you show up, how much time, how your boundaries are set, how disciplined you are in how you go day to day to day to day. You can do both though. And you need to hear this. This is one of the things that so many people really, really, really bang their head against is because you go through this hustle season in the new year and you're grinding and you're trying to build momentum. And then summer comes and kind of the same thing. I don't want to be really building and growing and in my office and inside. I want to be outside with the family. I want to be traveling. I want to be doing fun stuff, but that doesn't mean all of my goals go to the wayside in business. It looks different. It looks different in how I show up in different seasons of the year. So how can you do that? How can you have the long-term perspective of where you want to go in your life, where you want to go, the goals you want to hit, the life you want to build, the things you want to do? How can you have that big long-term perspective and still have the short-term focus of how I show up today matters? So what does that look like? What does that look like today in December? How am I showing up for my business? How am I showing up for my family? How am I showing up for all the things that matter to me so that they are aligned with not only what I want short term and how I want to feel and how I want to experience life, but also what I'm building for the long term, what I'm building for our big goals and dreams, what I'm building for all of the things that I want to work for. I just got off an inner circle call. I do this group coaching with my Ignite Your Life members a couple times a year, and it's called the Inner Circle. And one of the modules within my program is all about avoiding burnout. It's all about really helping people build the life they want while they're building the business that creates the life they want. And it's not a matter of, okay, well, when we achieve this, I'll feel that. When we hit this goal, I'll feel a certain way, or I need to sacrifice all of these things in the name of success, in the name of hitting this goal, in the name of reaching this income level, in the name of whatever. You have got to be super, super, super introspective and really, really in tune with how you can absolutely go after the big goals and dreams, go after everything that you want to achieve in life, go after everything that you want for your family, and simultaneously be building your day to day in a way that feels right to you, in a way that's aligned with your highest priorities, and in a way that's moving the needle forward towards all of the big goals and dreams. There is a way to do that. And when you're doing that, you won't experience burnout. You will feel fulfilled. You'll feel energized. You'll feel present. You'll feel all of those things that you want to feel because you're in tune with the big and the small. Right? You're in tune with the big goals and dreams and the little tiny, minute daily decisions that are aligned with those big goals and dreams and are also aligned with your highest priorities. So you're not sacrificing the wrong things. And this is where pace matters. There's going to be seasons where you're like in it, you're moving, you're sprinting, you're running. And then there's also going to be seasons where you're doing the most essential things to continue to move forward, continue to make some progress on your goals, but it's not grind time. It's not the season when you're sprinting, but that doesn't mean that you have to take 10 steps back by putting your foot on the brake completely and slowing everything down and all of the momentum you've spent so much time and energy building, bringing it all to a halt. You can continue to move forward, whether that's at 5 miles an hour or whether that's at 80 miles an hour. And you have to decide what is right for you. Don't let external pressure tell you how fast you got to go, tell you how fast you got to move, tell you how big you've got to dream. You've got to be aligned with what you want, what matters to you, how fast you want to go, how big you want to go. Well, all of those things, it's got to be a you thing. All right. And when you are in tune with those things, you can then take ownership of your actions. My actions are aligned with where I want to go big term and how I want to live every freaking day. And I just make sure that the things I'm doing are aligned with those things, right? So just get good at asking yourself those questions. Am I showing up today in a way that feels right? How I want to put it, how I want to put my time and energy with the people I'm around, within the season of life we're in, with everything that's going on in life, and where I know I want to go big picture, long term. You can do both of those things, but it's going to take some shuffling and kind of juggling a bit to navigate that on a continual basis, right? The third thing I want to chat about is pushing versus pulling. And I actually shared something on social about this because it was just, I've experienced this a lot in business, mentoring hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over the past 10 years. There is a very significant difference in how it feels to mentor someone who you feel like you're pushing, you feel like you're dragging along, you feel like you're just trying to make them show up and do the things that you know it's going to take to help them reach whatever goals. That feels exhausting. That feels really unfulfilling. That feels very like, I do not want to show up and push and drag and do all of that. But when you can unlock something within someone, when they share with you what they actually want, when they share with you what goals they want to achieve, what dreams they want to bring to life, what they're working for their family, what income goal they have, what life goal they have, what that means to them, why they want to achieve that. When you get clear on those things with the people that you're mentoring, the team that you're building, the children that you're parenting, it doesn't matter. All of this is parallel. All of this transfers. When you know what they want as a mentor, as a coach, as a parent, you are no longer pushing them to achieve it. You are helping pull them. You're helping them stay lit up intrinsically so that they actually want to show up and do the work. They actually want to be challenged and be willing to challenge them, because they're going to come up against the roadblocks. They're going to come up against the excuses. And guess what happens? If you don't know what someone is working for, then you are going to be pushing your goals on them. Your goals, what you want for them, not what they want for themselves. And that feels icky. That feels slimy. That feels like, ugh, I don't want to do that. That feels hard. That feels just that's resistance. But when you know what they want and they share that with you, then you're not pushing them. You're literally just reminding them of all of the things that they shared with you that they want. And you're helping breathe the belief into them that they can do it. You're helping breathe the belief in them that they're capable, that they can get through the challenges, they can get through the roadblocks, they can get through the struggles. You're reminding them, you're bringing it to light every single freaking day, what they want to achieve and how to get there. So it's not pushing them to do it. It's not dragging them along. It's reminding them. And that feels entirely different as a mentor, as a leader, than when you're not really sure what they want, but you know that they want to build something, you know what they want to whatever, and you maybe you have some goals and them hitting some goals aligns with your goals. If they don't actually want that, or they don't actually know that that's what they need to achieve in order to bring to life what they want, that feels off. So getting everything aligned is what brings the energy, brings it cohesive, makes it feel synergistic. And that brings an entirely different feeling to mentoring and leading than when things are push, drag, whatever. And I know a lot of our listeners lead people. They lead teams, they lead clients, they lead, and they're trying to help them hit their goals. One of the things that is missing is really, really uncovering what their goals are. So make sure that you're not skipping this part of the equation when you're leading people. Because as soon as you unlock their goal and they share that with you, you don't have to push. You get to help be locked arms with them on the journey to hitting the goals that they already told you they want. Okay. This goes for parenting as well. Like when my kids share with me what they want to work towards, perfect example this morning, my two oldest sometimes work out with me, sometimes don't. They want to work out with me, but sometimes life happens. They're kids, they're tired, they don't want to go in there, whatever. Well, this morning we were talking about goals. And as soon as we get clear on what they want to build strength. They want to increase their vertical. They want to feel really awesome when we go on a cruise in a month. They want to just feel confident and strong. When we got clear on what they want, it's no longer me being like, hey guys, let's go to the gym. Hey guys, come on, let's go work out. Let's go. You told me you want to do this. Da-da-da-da. It's like, I'm not having to nag them. I'm not having to like push them and whatever. I just get to help remind them, hey, you said you wanted this. Like, let's go get after it. You said you wanted this. Like, I'm here. I'm in it with you. I'm here to support you. Like, let's go. And they're going to be way more open to hearing that than, hey, get out of bed. Let's go to the gym. Hey, get out of bed. Let's go work out. If I don't know how getting out of bed and going to the gym and doing their workout aligns with what they actually want, then it's just me shoving stuff at them and they are going to be walls up resistant. So make sure, like this goes for everything, parenting, business, life. When we get clear on what someone wants, we can then so much more naturally encourage them, support them, be the hype squad, be the belief system, be all that they can be to help them reach the next level of what they want in life. Quick time out from the show to let you know that I am looking for the next women that I'm going to mentor on my team. This is within Team Beachbody. We get to lock arms together. I get to be your mentor, building a business, working on your health goals, and empowering others. So if you are someone who would love to get healthier, who loves prioritizing working out and eating well and sharing your story on social media and being a light and uplifting others, and would love a way to make extra income, even if it's alongside a full-time career or in the cracks of motherhood, whatever it is, you can build this in a way that feels best to you. So if you want to work with me closely to grow as a person, to become a better mother, to become a better wife, to become a more empowered human being, that is literally what we do every single day. And if you follow me on social media, you already know what we do as coaches. You already know what it looks like to be a successful coach because that's what I share, just my life. And that is what I do. And I would love to help more women have an opportunity to literally transform your health, transform your mindset, transform your community of people that you're surrounded with, and be able to transform your financial opportunity with this business. I can't wait to chat with you. If you want some more info about it, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/transformyourlife. Put in your email. I will be able to send you all of the nitty-gritty deets. And if you want to chat one-on-one with me, I am an open book. Ask me all the questions. Tell me your fears. Tell me your reservations. Ask me if you'd be a good fit. I will be honest with you. I can promise you that. So shoot me a message at Micah Folsom Fit and we can chat there. I cannot wait to work with you. Okay. The next thing that I want to chat about is fear. All right. So a lot of people like their comfort zone. It's very normal. It's very normal. We feel safe. We feel secure. Getting outside of that feels scary. And this is what a lot of times will lead to burnout because you are not stretching yourself. You are not experiencing that growth. You're not letting yourself expand because you're feeling a fear. And then you're running the other way. You're slinking back into your comfort zone. There is likely something that you are going through right now, whether it's in life, whether it's in business, that could take you to the next level, could help you experience your next goal, could help you achieve it. But it's scary. It feels big. It feels whatever. And you haven't been willing to do it yet. You've been avoiding it. But I want you to know that that is what it's going to take in order to reach the next level of fulfillment. You will experience burnout so much faster if you're stuck staying the same. Because comfort, as while it feels safe and cozy and whatever, it gets boring. It gets monotonous. It gets mundane. And when you are committed to facing the fear, it feels scary at first, but then you work through it, you move through it, you grow, you elevate, and it will no longer feel scary anymore. Perfect story about this. I have two actually. And just like life in general. So back in the day when I was traveling with Johnny, so JD was playing football for the Miami Dolphins. And when we drove out there, Johnny was 7 weeks old. So I had to figure out how to mom with no help, with like no one from 7 weeks on. I was just like figuring out motherhood. Well, of course I wanted to see family. I wanted to like go, like I wanted my parents and our families to know our children, even when we are living far away. And so we would make it a priority to travel back home, to fly back home. That scared the mother living daylights out of me to travel alone. I would have to fly from Florida to Utah, and it would be like a full day of travel, 4 or 5 hours, if it was a straight shot or it was broken up into layovers and whatever. And I would get physically nauseous before every travel, before every airport day, whatever. I would get physically nauseous. I couldn't eat. I would feel like I was going to throw up. I would get like a physical reaction to this fear of what could go wrong, what the anxiety that came with traveling with a baby. Would she cry? Would she make everyone mad? Would she blow out? Would all of these things happen? And it was all generated by those stories that I would create in my head. I was thinking about all of the things that could go wrong. I was thinking about all of the things that I had to do by myself that was ahead of me that freaked me out. Going through security was like the worst. Like as soon as I would get through security, some of that nausea would like alleviate, because that to me was really stressful. Holding all the things, getting all the things through. It was just, I don't know why. And it was these stories that I would create in my head. But it was so interesting because a few weeks ago, I traveled with Beck, who is our sixth child, traveled alone, just me and him, flew. And I didn't experience any physical reaction whatsoever to traveling with him. And it was simply because I just continued to do it. I didn't let that fear, even though it was so real. I'm not telling you that your fears are not real. Your fears are so real that they create those physical reactions in your body. They literally can make you sick. They can make you sweat. They can make you whatever. They're not pretend. They're not a big hoax. They are very real. And as you face the fears, as you go through the things that scare you, you will rewire your brain. You will create new stories. You will have more proof that it's not nearly as scary as you're building it out to be. You can change your thoughts around it. You can reframe the entire situation, and you can literally alleviate all of those physical reactions that you're experiencing from the fear right now. They'll go away. They will. Same thing goes with like public speaking. I literally, as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, even just talking in church, like talking in sacrament meeting in front of a group of people, I would get physically ill. I would feel nauseous. I would sweat. I would turn red. It was the worst thing ever. I was so scared of public speaking. And then as I grew as a leader within body, and I was asked to speak on stage, gosh, probably 15 times at this point, in front of thousands and thousands of people, I no longer experienced that anxiety that leads me to feeling nauseous, that makes me want to like crawl into a hole. And it's simply a reframe. It's a reframe in how I think about it. I still feel those emotions. I still feel the nerves, but it's like excited nerves. It's no longer like, oh my gosh, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I look like a dork? What if I don't, whatever, with my words? What if I, all of these, what if this happens? What if this happens? All of these negative things. That's like what I would focus on at the beginning. And after stepping on stage time and time and time and time and time and time and time again, and facing those fears and just doing it anyways, and continuing to grow, continuing to figure it out, and continue to stretch myself, I now get to reframe this, those feelings, into how can I show up and serve those who are here? How can I show up and share? How can I make a difference today? How can I change one person's life with the things that I say? And it's just different questions that I'm asking myself. and doing the thing as I was scared, not waiting until I wasn't afraid anymore, because that would have never happened if I didn't give myself the opportunity to face the fear. So don't feel like you need to be fearless in order to be successful. Fear will always be a part of the equation, always. Or you're not growing. If you're not facing any of those things that make you excited, that make you scared, that make you be like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this, you are living too small. And I want to help you expand. I want to help you face those things so that you can fear less. Not be fearless, but fear less. Because the more that you face it, the less you'll fear it. And then it's easier to step through. It's easier to show up. And your comfort zone goes from really small, and it just continues to get bigger, and it continues to get bigger, and it continues to get bigger, because you continue to push it out. And that's what helps you continue to elevate as a human, which literally helps combat burnout altogether. Because when you're growing, you are not feeling stuck. You are not feeling burnt out. You are not feeling all of those things that come when someone is in a phase of burnout. So face the fears. Face it, embrace it, grow with it, know that it's part of it, because that's what keeps you feeling alive. And you want to feel alive. When you're feeling alive, it's because you're growing. It's because you're doing new things. It's because you're experiencing new things. So face it, face it, face it. I want you to hear that loud and clear. And the last thing that I want to help you do is get really good at asking yourself, am I saying no to the right things in order to say yes to the most important things? A lot of people face burnout because they are trying to pile on one thing after the other, after the other, after the other, and you're never letting go of anything. We have got to get really good at knowing what matters most to us, knowing what our highest priorities are, and knowing what actions and what things are going to align with the goals that we want to achieve. And then looking at our calendar, looking at our day, and being so intentional about saying yes to those things that are aligned with the priorities, aligned with your goals, and saying no to the things that are not. You will need to learn how to say no to some good things in order to say yes to the best things, especially in certain seasons. There's going to be certain seasons when you just have more life going on. The kids are busier. The holidays are here. You've got a lot more things on your plate to manage. So what can you say no to in your business for right now so that you can say yes to all of the things in life that matter to you, and you can still say yes to growing your business and hitting your goals, but it's going to look a little bit different. It's going to look a little bit more intentional. It's going to look a little bit more like focusing on the things that actually matter to hit your goals, and not kind of the fluffy things that could happen, that you could be doing, that could benefit you, but really aren't the direct benefit to you hitting your goal. Say no to those things when you have more of the life stuff going on, but don't say no to your business altogether. There's honestly never been a time in my whole 10 and a half years of building an online business that I've had to say no to my business altogether. There's just never been a time. And I've gone through a lot of crap. I've gone through trials. I've gone through family losses. I've gone through struggling in marriage. I've gone through kids coming home to homeschool. I've gone through moving across the country. Like, everyone has life. That's never going to change. That's the constant. All of the stuff that life has to offer is always going to come your way. You have got to learn how to navigate in all of the challenges and the waves and ebbs and flows of everything coming at you. You've got to learn how to navigate what you say yes to and what you say no to. And the easiest question I ever ask myself every day is, what matters most to me, and what can I do today to continue to move the needle forward on our goals in life? And my business is a direct gateway to our life goals. So I don't take my foot off of the gas completely ever, because we have things in life that we want to achieve. We have things in life as a family that we want to accomplish. And my business is a direct gateway to bringing those things to life. So it's never like, okay, full stop on the brake, because we've got things that matter to us over here that the businesses are flowing into. So make sure that you are super hyper clear on what matters to you, how your business flows into what you want on a holistic standpoint in life, as a family, what you're building. And remember that there is a way to build all that you want long-term, the big goals and dreams, while building the life that you want on a day-to-day basis. You don't have to live one way in order to create these big long-term goals and hate every single day and grind and hustle and sacrifice. You don't have to do that on a daily basis in order to reach the big goals. You do have to be disciplined. You do have to be intentional. You do have to be really, really aware of how you want to show up, where you want to show up, how you want to spend your time and energy. But that's what I'm saying is you can do it on a daily basis in different seasons of life in a different way and continue to move forward and be on the path that's going to bring all of the things that you want in life to fruition. It is possible. You need to know that. You need to know that burnout is not a normal thing. Burnout is not something that's just part of the success equation. Burnout is not just something that, oh, it's just part of the plan. You have to experience this. And if you want to achieve big things, no, you don't. No, you don't. But you do need to be aware of how you're feeling about the actions you're taking, about how you're feeling on a daily basis, about how you're aligned with your priorities and with your actions and with your goals. All of those things make a huge difference. So just some stuff to journal on today. Ask yourself those questions. Go back through this and really say, okay, well, how am I doing in these areas? Where am I spending time creating versus consuming? Where am I spending time pushing versus pulling versus really like locking arms and doing it together? Where am I spending time? Am I in a pace that aligns with our life goals and how I want to show up on a daily basis? How can I shift this? How can I course correct? This is the stuff that keeps you feeling alive, keeps you feeling energized, keeps you feeling excited to do the work. Because when you're excited to do the work, that is when burnout is literally not a thing. But you also have to be aligned with your highest priorities, because you can be excited to do the work and be hustling and grinding and be burning bridges with your marriage, be burning bridges with your kids, be burning bridges in your faith, be burning bridges in the things that actually matter to you just as much as the goals and dreams that you have in life. And you've got to kind of just keep this in check. Both of the things, all are possible. Just know that. So hopefully this was helpful for you. If you feel like this is helpful for your team, make sure you send this to them. I want you to just have proof that it is possible for you. It is not an either or situation. It is not I'm a good mom or I'm a good businesswoman. It is not I'm a good this or I'm a good that. You can have both, but it's some give and take. So it's some give and take, but it's not give and take of the things that matter most to you. That's the kicker. In order to have more success in business, it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice the things that matter most to you. It just means you've got to give up some of the good things in order to experience more great for a season. You can bring those things back in. So a lot to think about today. A lot hopefully is brewing in your mind. Go put pen to paper, journal on this, and then continue to move forward day to day, going after everything that you want most. It is all possible for you. I believe in you. Now let's get to work. We'll be back in another week. Bye, you guys. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.